So let's analyze the words of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. We have to be careful not to make any mistakes over here. Let's take a look at what we see. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Shin Chav Ches. We should really start the Gemara. The Gemara, the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, and then we'll see the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avram. That's really the order we have to go. So we have seen the Gemara over here, and the Gemara is not quite clear what it really means. And the Kuf Chav Tes Amanav. After the whole discussion of what it's Bikuach Nevesh, it's Bilcha Shabbos, the Shinu in certain cases, and women who have had a baby, etc., 3, 7, and 30, the whole discussion. So the Gemara discusses a fascinating thing about the 10th fairly wide line on Afkuf Chav Tes Amanav. I'm going to read them a Osin Medura Lechaya B'Shabbos. A woman that just gave birth to a baby, you can literally make a fire for her on Shabbos. It's Chil Shabbos Daraisa, Havar. Savamina, he thought it meant, Lechaya in Lecholalo. Only for a woman who had gave birth to a baby, but another sick person, not. You must have Shabbos in, because it's cold. You must have Chamalo. We're still, I guess, we're still efficient. You must have Shabbos. Freezing outside this one. What did they say? Wind chill of the teens, it's all that crazy stuff. It's supposed to be ready to call it, but I don't know what to tell you. But I guess it's not Nisan yet, right? So take it back. That's why I had a leap year this year. It's not called Shavuot yet, until Tuesday. All right? You have a chance to talk about the parasha too, if you have a chance, okay? So the Gemara says, Velohi, that's in parentheses, Velohi, okay? Lo shlachaya, lo shlachola, lo shemosok shem, lo shemosok chama. How do you know? Midi itmar, the different girsos. Omar Abkhir Bach Ovid Omar Shmuel, he gives down in the sun, and also number two, I feel like he was Tammuz, middle of the summer. And this is a woman that's not a pregnant woman, but a person who let blood, and that weakens you. So you can imagine, on Shabbos, you make a fire in the middle of July for someone who let blood. Ad Kan Suga Se Gemara. Okay, this is the Gemara itself. Okay, let's turn to the Rambam. See how he phrases all this. What happened to the, can you read it in the back? Benachem, could you read this? That's a little small. So how do we?
Settings.
It used to be automatic. Until this, we had not to do this. Let's try this. Okay, now it's now I can almost take off your glasses. Okay. Osin Madura Lechaya. I get this out. I'll get that out.
Hit settings.
Hit settings again?
Yeah.
No,
on the thing.
On the word. This?
Yeah.
Goodbye. Thank you. Osin Madura Lechaya Vafilu Bimos Achama. Neshatzina kosher lechaya harbi mevkomas akar. Aval ein osim medura lecholas chamin bo. Wow, I wouldn't have said that. Hik is David, it's tani, osim medura, afidu mevkomas betkufas tamus. That's the Gemara says. Fine. So the Raivin's not happy with this. Well, you would pay Dalit. Lechamin chama lecholah b'shabes bein lashkosa bein lahavroso. This is v'efsher the becholah shiesh bo sakonahi. What in the world does that mean? What in the world does that mean? What else are we talking about over here? The Efshe the Bechol the Sheit Bosakoni. What does it mean? How do you understand the writing? What do the words mean? This writing, I think, is on the now I have Marbe Kamos in print, not just virtually. It has over here, right? Tarek Beit Halach Yudal Verayvit and Magen Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah. You must have gotten to this. This is the third line. How do you interpret? What does the writing mean? Well, let's take a look and see what the Magen Mishnah says. We have to go one step at a time, Rosai. Now comes Magen Mishnah. Links. We started doing yesterday, we ran out of time. So now we're going to go slowly, beginning of this year. Okay. What does it say? course, the Gemara. Sober Rabbeinu. To hold the icy Shmuel hikis dam lo boil litchos mashamu biyivos hachav lo reshachay areki hikis dam. Why? The vaday shofa dam harbe. A woman who gives birth to a baby loses a lot of blood. Everyone knows. You don't have to be an OBGYN to understand that. She loses a lot of blood. That's what she has in common with someone who let blood. That's what the two have in common. Right? But mashamu lechol lo ke the koi koi. The Gemara is over here. The cholalo might have backed out from that. The average person, I don't know, he has some other condition. The condition is not associated with the loss of blood. Then, in point of fact, no madura. That stays. It's a Rambam. Okay. And the Ramban says no. Hey, was a litchos afila the cholad mosachama osin lo gar mehik is nav and it's tanein. Chemuva balochz and pirush Rashi's al. What did Rashi say? Rashi says. He gives down two words. The kol shekein chole, the opposite of the Rambam. Quote to the Rambam, it's only he gives down. That's common with the woman who gave birth, lost a lot of blood. No. You know, we don't, I don't know, the clothes we have today is if you donate blood. Right? I've donated blood many times, Baruch Hashem. I need a fireplace to keep me warm. It never had such a thing. All right, Baruch Hashem. But apparently, that's what Rashi holds. Kol shekein chol, the person's really sick. Rambam said, no, you lose blood. Rambam was an MD, that we should be very careful before, you know, putting the Rambam, what did he know? He was the doctor in his time, anyway. Right. Says the Ravid, of course, one human paid Alan. What does that mean? What does the Ravid mean? The Magen Mishnah says that the Ravid said that the Rambam said, "We're talking about cholish ain bo sakana." I didn't read it that way. That's what he's saying. In order to defend the Rambam, shouldn't be chaliyah tov by Mishnah. Let's interpret the Rambam to refer to what kind of case? A chole shemo sakona. Now I understand very well why you can't light a make a fireplace for him. The dochak b'yevsha, right? That's a dochak. Yom Kippur is the shemo sakona. Fine. So what is he saying? Ubevare muchachu sham. The sefer the brisa. It's obviously yom shemo sakona. The Rambam already said at the beginning, it's been Perik Beis, Halach Aleph, Hishma Sakana. So therefore, what's happening over here? So, Vani Ha'isi Sover, I thought, Lefarish, the Chaya Dafka Tov Shiva, Kamosha Kasapti Lamala, Bechol Adas Rabbeinu, I feel the Yesh Becholi Sakana, Ein Betsina Sakana, the Ev Shiva Begodim. Put a blanket, put a fur coat. I would have said on my own, and the Hanami, you can't take Ram Kipshuto, it's a holy Yeshua Sakana, but why let it fight? Put it on a blanket. Ali Mavatal Daiti, May Daito, the fee, Shem who Sheshua Sakana, Homash with the Lachol Sarocho Mechalim, just a famous line, Afapi, Shem Bimnias Dava Shosin Bosakon. So who's the Mavatal Daito in front of who? The Magamish to the whom? To the Ravid. Very good. This is wow, because he's a Rambam defender. He's Mevatal Data to the Ravid. Why? Because had it been referred to a case of Cholish Shem Sakana, then everything goes. You don't have to be so careful. You need the fire. You don't need the fire. You can live without the fire. No. This is a famous Magamish called Tzarochav, which if you think about it, originally, the Magamish called Tzarochav is defending the Ravid. It's not his own opinion. But it's been come to known as the opinion of the Magen Mishnah. We're going to always, everyone refers to it as the opinion of the Magen Mishnah. Because the Magen Mishnah said so, Rabbi Osai, in order to defend the opinion of the Ravid, and that's how we assume it's really the truth. Okay, let's go slow. This is the Magen Mishnah. So we saw the Magen Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, Klar. This is what the Magen Mishnah says. This is what he says. Oh. So we understand very well that the Rambam, and this is Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying Pshat in the Rambam. This is Lashik, the Rabbi Vajja said, as we saw yesterday in Yechav Adas. This is according to those who maintain that the first word in the Rambam, Tchuya, don't take it literally. Tchuya means Hutra. And if it's Hutra, you can do Kol Tzarachav. Let's now turn to the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai. It's Shin Chavches. Shin Chav Ches. We take it one step at a time over here. One step at a time. The truth, as I said to you before, Lule Jeriah Magad Mishnah, I would have said that the entire Rambam, that's just your Dalit. The whole Rambam, if you want to just get a quick scan of the Rambam, let's be honest. Yeah, honesty is the best. You have to be honest. We're not going to constantly discredit Magad Mishnah, but if you want to be really honest, you have to be honest. What can I do? The Rambam has many halachas here. Starting from Yud is a chol Hashem b'sakon. Okay, fine. Yud Aleph, talking about Leida. Leida is Yesh b'sakon for sure. Chaya, Yud Aleph, Mashper, Pikuach Nefesh, Tina Glabor, Nafim Apolis, Chotmo, right? Everything here, everything. Vina, war, these entire 15 halachas from Yudav to the end of the Perkafei are all talking about Chol Hashesh Bo Sakon. Yes, Yud is Ein Bo Sakon. That's true. So to say that Yudalid is referring to Chol Hashesh Bo Sakon, which is the Magen Mishnah's pshat in the Raivin and the Mishik's Mival Datum, is not the simple pshat, to be honest. But let's not turn to the Shulchan Aruch again. Simon Shin Chav Ches. How is the found in Shulchan Aruch? And the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at both sides. Sivdal. Maka shel chol ein etzrich omer. Shafil ein shem bekiyim v'chol ein omer klum osim lo kol sheregilim lasla b'chol. This is what we call the Magen Mishnah, right? As the Magen Avraham said. Now you don't have Magen Avraham. So I'm going to try to save time, not put everything on the screen. So if the Magen Avraham is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, or the Bar Hetev, you can save a little time because you have the Mishnah Berurah in front of you. Take a look. Shin Chav Ches Sivdal. I read it from the Magen Avraham a few words. Mashmach Afal Pi She'ein Bo Sakonim Mnias Adavar Hu Magen Mishnah. That's the Poshup Shat. That's the Magen Mishnah says. Says the Mishnah Berurah quoting it. Sivkon Yudalit. Mashmach Afal Pi She'ein Bo Sakonim Mnias Adavar Hu Came Shachol Yesh Mizakonah. Who says so? Mem. Magen Mishnah. And we read Barichus that he's not so sure Magen Mishnah is really correct. That the lengthy halacha that we saw. Fine. But look at But the Magen Avraham added something. He added something and said, "Ein Mashka Safti Sif Yud Ches." So that you don't have in the Mishnah Berurah. But let's take a look in Sif Yud Ches. Now we have no choice. The Rambam said so. Mitzvah l'shmo d'mei chachamim. What's in Sifri Ches? Hiki is daven in stanein. Osun lo medura afilu b'tkufas tamuz. Okay, that's a mefurash gemara. Right. So the Rambam says, what did he say over here? Ayin mashika safti b'Sifri Ches. Not just what it says in Sifri Ches as such, which we just read. What did the Rambam write in Sifri Ches? Okay. So the Magen Avraham, those want to look it up, is Sifkotin Yud Zayin. Let me see, again, I'm trying to find it for you, the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. You won't be able to find it. I guess I have no choice but to put it on we have to put it on. I want you to see, this is too important for me to take it just for me. You have to see it inside. And it's very short, but I have to show it to you. You must see it. That's just too important, too critical to our discussion. Just hear it for me. Osios Machimus. What happened? Watch. Hikis Dam. Abolishar Choli Lo. Fisha Ein Bo Sakana. Hoy Miesh Bo Sakana, Shari. Who said so? Mem again. Magen Mishnah. I am Ashkenaz Safi Sivdal, which we just discussed. I'm a base yoitz because of Hashem Rashi we saw yesterday. Shem ein b'mnias davar hu b'sakana ein osin rabosai. Is that what he says? ain't no sin. Now, Rabosai, what's pshat? What's pshat? The simple read of the Mechaber that you have, because you have it in front of you, hikizdam, I thought he meant only hikizdam to the exclusion of what? Of a chol esheh yesh bo sakana. I thought the Mechaber, like the Beis Yosef, wrote the same author, like the simple pshat of the Rambam, says no, against what we call the Magad Mishnah. The Magad Avraham interprets the Mechaber according to the Magad Mishnah. But I thought, Ani Akotan, since he did write the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef liked Rashi, the Rashi's arguing with this Magad Mishnah, I thought he only meant hikizdam to the exclusion of Yimel Chol Esheh Yesh Bo Sakana, only if you lose blood. Now, the Mishnah Brua Yud Samach Beis, Hu Adin Eshah Chol Esheh Yesh Bo Sakana, that's what the who said so, the Gra, Kol HaPoskin Machmir Machol Al HaRambam Shemachmir Bo Zeh. I agree. But if you want to chat in Maran Bet Yosef, I thought he's learning like the Rambam. Poshim Pshat. I got the Poshim Pshat, Rabosai. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Shulta Giborim. Shulta Giborim, give a look, please. Shulta Giborim. In the old print, it's Nun Beis. You'll have to help me out. Go look at the new print. I have the new print. I need some of the old print. The time where it's in the new print. Nun Beis Sifkot and Aleph. Come and Aleph Sifkot and Aleph. In the old print. The new print, that should come out too. Kuf Mem. That's it. Kuf Mem Heavo. How does Nun Beis and Aleph Sifkot and Aleph begin? Did they start with the word Maimini?
Yeah.
Perek Beis, Vilchel Shabbos?
Yeah.
Usmag? Kotz, Udein Osen, Medura, Vistav, Lechol, Shech, Vosakonim. This is, for us, it's Kuf Mem Hei, Os Beis. Eina, Mesuk, and Gabay Tzina, Kibar Achaya. Tur, Pasuk, Osen, Medura, and Ibn Ibn Rabbein, of our Rosh. But he's the first to say that according to the Rambam, he can't do it. I thought the Mechaber was going like the Rambam. That's what I thought. Not only that, if you look at the Bir Halacha, he tells you that not only is this said by Mefarshim on the Rambam, but you know who else said it? Believe it or not? The Rambam. What? Rambam? What Rambam? Where Rambam? Where Rambam? Who Rambam? What Rambam? We are only privy to the Yad HaChazak of the Rambam. The Rambam also wrote Kiddushin. And if you look at the Bir Halacha, he quotes the same in Maaseh Rokeach. The Maaseh Rokeach had access to Kiddushei HaRambam, and there it is explicitly what we just said, that Stamach, even a Chol HaShech B'Sakana, if he is not Chalila B'Chas HaSakana, if you don't put on don't light a fire, then you should not be lighting a fire. Okay. Let's watch this. I'm going to start from the first wide line of page Kuf Samach Daled. Ubifrat the Fidas Aramba, the Gamla Maskona in Mechal and Lechola, Rakdafka Lechaya Shakor Mazgla Harbe. The Magad Mishnah says, Cholish Vasakona, I feel the Dava Shayna Nachos if you go up Nevish Nami Avdinon, and then Pshat Nasukin. Cholish Ein Vasakona, that's very schwer. That's very schwer. It's Cholish Ein Vasakona. It means a chol is also in basakana. You make a medura. Chol is in basakana. A Yisrael can make a medura. Well, Nishav Shabbat. Chen kasa v'chidushi ha-rambam. Ha-mavor v'seva ma'asir ha-keach. Shadas ha-rambam she'en also medura l'chol ha-fili yesh basakana. Sef rabat ha-main sham. Shul de gibor, which you saw. This is not so pashut. We understand very well. We're very sympathetic to the opinion of the Heilig Abir Halacha. Not so simple. Of course, we understand very well. The Magen Avraham was the Shita, so he said, look back at Siv Dalet. What did it say in Siv Dalet? But Siv Dalet is not the Rambam. Siv Dalet is coming from the Ramban. Osno kol shiragil and lasis lo b'chol. So it's going to come out, I don't know, The Rav Yosef Kara quoted the Ramban's expression. The Magen Avraham interprets it to mean like the Magen Mishnah. But yet, in Sifrei Ches, on a simple level, it seems to say exactly the reverse. What can I tell you? So that's the case. The Bialach is reinterpreting the word kol, whatever the Ramban meant by the word kol, Rav Yosef Kara meant by the word kol. Kol means whatever is needed to save his life, and nothing more. And nothing more. Can I tell you? As a matter of fact, the Bir Halacha quotes the Ramban as being a rai against the Magen Mishnah. Let's take a look at Bir Halacha. It quotes the Ramban verbatim. Remember, the Gemara Kuf Chav Chesem at Beis was talking about a Yoledis, right? And you have to light a candle for Yoledis. Suma Yoledis even as well. So the Ramban understands that the reason why you have to, if you take a look, the Ramban is quoted at the beginning, at the bottom of page 326 in the standard Bialachas that I have. Okay? So what exactly did the Ramban say? This is Sugan HaKuk of Chesem Beis about Yisuvei Data. Okay? So what does he say? Kamidim Ramban Asma and Ramban HaKuk HaKuk, the last line. So the cost of Osno Kol Shiragil and Asma B'chol Machbachol Machubas. That's the word of the Ramban. Mistaba Shen Kavana Safil the Dava Shen Alav Rasakona. Elakeva the Mari Shen Kadboki. Ve'enam, next page. Yod the Malasos. Lachiyama Shiasu Kol Drama Shosu B'chol. The Ramban himself in Torah Sodom, quote, I'm on the sixth line of the next page. Lo nitzchucha elal besuma, ma'o detem, okay, but lo chazi osu. She can't, right? She can't see anyway. Kamash malon, yisuve daita dechola be'alma mechalilin shabsa benilsa mistakna ba. That's two words. Hare muchad yisuve daita dechaya eno kimishim, the kimno dechachamim, the mistakna ba. Wow. So the whole thing is based upon the Lashon HaMechaber Sivdal. That comes from the Ramban. But the Ramban himself says in the same paragraph, in Torah Sodom, it's after Sakana. But then he is dainty. This raya is not completely compelled. What's the case in Kufa Chesem Beis? The case is that she's about to give birth. She can't see. She is freaking out when she hears this. The friends tell her that the room is somewhat dark. Right? But is there a real need? Is there a real need for the light? Apparently not. You know why? It's not even included in Kol Tzarachov. She doesn't need it. She can't see. So it's not going to help her in any way. The doctor, the mioledes, the midwife, whoever's there, also doesn't need it. Because otherwise she would need it. She would certainly could be done. So it's not an absolute riot. Not an absolute riot that it's so. Now, but the Bialach is another riot. From the Ran. A riot from the Ran. Let's go through his riots, because he brings so many different riots to prove his point. What did the Ran say, Rabbi Osai? Take a look at the Ran. It's again, Mem Amud Aleph in the old print, Rabbi Osai. It's Kuf Yud Aleph in the new print. Take a look. Don't wait till after Shabbos is over. Shalom Nechem Lo Chamin B'Shabbos. Those are my print. It's Kufir Alf from Alf. the last few narrow lines on the left side. Shalonechem lo chamen b'shabbat ha-shiyomad v'ofen b'vadayim shimnechem lo chamen yisrape amoy esofik lehem im yisrape imlam shalonechal lo shabbat? Nah! Kamash malon lor minachim v'ayim nabi dekatonim usveiko dokas ha-shabbat. What does that mean? Suffix sakana is dokas ha-shabbat. But, Rabbi Osai, had it not been a suffix sakana, let's say the doctors would say, if you wait till after Shabbos in order to make the hot water, there will not be any sakana whatsoever. Clear impression from the Ran that you would not heat up the hot water on Shabbos. Why not? Still good for the chola. It's included in the kol tzarachov. That's what the halacha quotes from the Ran. That the Ran also is against the Magad Mishnah. That's what the... Alright, this is the Pshat. He says over here, the Rashi holds that way, the Ran, the Kamakomos holds like Rashi. That's Pasha Pshat, he means this Ran. And the Ran would say, if there's no Sakana whatsoever, you would wait until after Shabbos. Okay? That's what he quotes the Ran. It's quoted at the end of the narrow lines of page Kufsan of Dal. What did Ran say? Ein omen lo shalom lecham ha-shiyomu arof mevarei shem lecham lo yishrap evel mohi basat alehem shap evel lav lo lecham lo kamash volo him kamash volo sofim rafua av lehecha dein sofim beklal shi yishrap yachol ha edeze rak she tov v'yofu lo mevarei en mechalalin. Look at that. So he keeps piling on riots of individuals who are going against the Magid Mishnah. Now, I'm not so sure. What does it mean, Tov V'yofer, on both sides? What does Tov mean? So Tov means, the Belacha quotes from a Meiri. Quotes a Meiri. What does the Meiri say? What is Tov? Take a look on both sides. Quotes more than one meter. The first thing he quotes in Miri is exactly the same as the Ran in Perich Shmona Shrotz. That we read from the Ran. We have the Ran inside. But I think he quotes a Miri later on. Here we go. Mashmos a Miri the Yuma. The Miri Yuma sounds like the Magen Mishnah. Then he says, brackets, I'm about 8 lines up. Avshem uchrochen on lechaz v'dvarav shal yistar as atzma u'kanal. Seems to be a steer between the Me'iri in Masechta Yuma and the Me'iri in Masechta Shabbos. Now, let's read the Me'iri in Masechta Yuma. It's about the 10th wide line on the same page. Hematos yod amir b'shul Yuma. What does he say? Af al pi shirachitza zu shal chizuk Eivorav ain but tzorach lemihirus, hamel lemeimah shenamtan lo kesh loisal Shabbos, should be called mokum and maheres he bechizuk eivorav, v'ein mashin lo shum dvar to eles ligmo refuas achol. End quote. Sound of the Magad Mishnah. Magad Mishnah. That's what it's called. Like in my expression, that's what it means. Tov. Tov means it's good for him. What is yofer? They want them yofer pshat. And he quotes over here from the Tashbates. He quotes other individuals who are agreeing with the Magad Mishnah. What does the Tashbates say? I feel it's about the sixth wide line. I feel that luck of Avarshim, Lacha Gemur Oslof, Beshvil, Chol Shifra Sakana. Ava Pish, Ein Ike Refuoso, Bad Lacha Saner, and Shit Sri Chanano, the Tzarek Refuoso. And he quotes the Sugin Perik Mephanim. Mishim Yishim Dadla Shacholim. I feel ain't terrible for us, so you should have a little bit. So I wanted to suggest that the words Tov v'yafeh mean two different things. Tov means it's really physically good for him, and yafeh means it's psychologically good for him. That's what I wanted to suggest. The Ran answers in the case where it's neither Tov nor yafeh. I give an example. Rav Osai, you ever had this thing? You stepped on a rusty nail. Ever happened to you? Well, you got to. What do they give you? What do you have to get?
Tetanus shot.
How much time do you have to? Within how much time is it a tetanus shot? Anyone know? Very important to know this. How long do you have to get the shot before chas v'shalom is dangerous? 24 hours. Check that up online. 24 hours. That's what I was told. 24 hours. So my nafkamina, the person said, I had this incident at noon on Shabbos. Why should you do it on Shabbos? Wait till after Shabbos is over, even if you have the Rabbeinu Tamizman, you still could be there within 12 hours, not 24 hours. So wait till after Shabbos, or go to the doctor, the ER, whatever, and get a tetanus shot. So then, even though it's good for you, but there's no need to do it at all, no nafkamina at all. None. That's what I thought. Okay. Nara Bosai. The Bialach also quoted, as I mentioned to you yesterday, the idea of chole, that machilin, only alpi mumcha. Right? That's what we're take a look at the Tosis over here. Kuf chof ches in the base. And now it's sugi. You see, again, the comparison of Shabbos to Yom Kippur is very important. We discussed it a few times already. Kamash, when he's suvig daita, Alpha gal dem perk bas de yumo on ma kholish en ma khil no so bi am kippel af himum khe and here shaimish mi suve daito I know she yo si khol ay olad es stag an de pach an mit shmis pach ey shem ey los no yote ma shi tsvicha mi ma shi stag an khol be ro so your relativity more dangerous to be in a situation of giving birth to a child when you're nervous than to be not even yom kippur. Quite amazing. So you see from here, Rabbi Osai, on a simple level, that the Bialacha says, against the Magen Mishnah. This Tosis is against the Magen Mishnah. Why? You have to have a Sakana. So I told you that Rabbi Belva says no. No. Quotes from his father, Rabbi Chaim, that said, only if you're not a Chole yet. If you're Chole, Shech Bar Sakana, everything goes. The case in the Sugya in the Sefta Yuma is referring to an individual who is not yet a Chole. Not yet a chole. The truth is that notwithstanding the rebel's attempt to put his pshat and his father's pshat into the mechaber hilchos Yom Kippur, it really is very difficult to say that. I'll just read you, just show you briefly the mechaber hilchos Yom Kippur, just so you should see if you think that it fits. I mean, you know, I'm a brisket myself a little bit, but as I said before, you have to say the truth as you see it. Huh? I'll let you judge for yourselves. Yei reha'om v'yishbot. Let's look at Hilchos Yom Kippur. Let's see if you can read it that way. It's Tav Reish Yud Ches. Let's take a look at Tav Reish Yud Ches. Sif Zayin. Shemachilin es ha'u bros es ha'chola. Machilin also ma'at. Right? This was called Pachos Mikashir. Pachos Mikashir. What's the case? According to the Halakha of Briskarov, we're referring to a situation where the person is not yet sick. Right now, it's not a Chol HaShesh for Sakon. Not a Chol HaShesh for Sakon. Finished. Where did that come from? Sif Aleph. Yeah. Chol HaShorach Lecho. Im lo yachilu also ebshe sheyichbon alav Chol HaMiyistakim. He's not a Sakon yet. Then machilin also. Says the Halakha Briska Rav, Siv Zayin is going on this line of Siv Aleph. To me, it's a little counterintuitive. They're Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav in between. But to say that Zayin is only going on Aleph, who's not sick yet, that's absurd. More than that, Siv Zayin is lifted straight from the Ramban, Torah Sa'oda, and he makes no mention of what we said before, referring to a situation where he's not yet in a case of danger. It's a brisker of shita. Oh. But we saw this a little bit yesterday. We didn't quite see it enough. Maybe we'll have to see more of it. Yesterday we had this on the... A little bit, but we saw COVID to Oris. So we got this for yesterday. We wanted to, but we did. Chasam Magen Mishnah. The halacha says no. What's the raya faker? Yom Kippur. So the matir b'shver. Who cares about sakana? This is not a sakana. Chai b'hem. What's going on? Right. Now watch this. Rebbe will say, Rebbe Chana has a lot to say. We're going to have to see some of it. We can't see every single word. Mila b'shabbos. Watch this. Very important. We saw this more yesterday. Kuflam in the base. Hened lo silek yado chozim ben atzitza magmin ben tishenim b'mak. But if your hand is still, you know, the knife is still there, you go back even to cut off the part of the meal which is not so critical. The kids can mouth without this. On Shabbos? I mean, do this thing. How is that possible? If you put your hand away, put down the knife, let's say, just to make, then you can't go back and say the mouth. What's the chiluk? Since the shade of mouth, we made Shabbos, chas v'shol. Ain't chiyuv el mishim hidim mitzvah. That's most of the fairish kuflam and gilabets. Aval hechad lo pirish adayin, hen shayochin la hamila atzma. The came the nitna Shabbos idoch his hamila, to reglas hamila la Shabbos der shol zebechol. See like yodo, mitzvah svila kvar nigmaro, vahidu b'fnei atzma idoch his Shabbos. Beautiful pshat. Frek the hele yodo b'chonon. Ma b'kach shol see like yodo, hidu en idoch his Shabbos. Yesh loma, Shabbos is hutra v'lo tchuya. Mila b'Shabbos is also hutra, he says. Shabbos is like chol. Chol yidu the hidr. Shabbos as well. Shabbos is like chol, Rabosai. Silek yodo, nigba gufa mitzvah, he degrades on its own, is eno doche Shabbos. Go weiter. Okay, can't go through every detail. Uvazen is bar tama matirin, Rabosai. Watch this. Kos man da chola misukin, Adayel on nigma mitzvah pikuach nefesh. The mitzvah is still going. In other words, if the person cuts the meal and puts the knife down, the mitzvah is over, finished. If a doctor does a procedure with implement A, puts it down, it's not over. There's five more things to do with five other implements. The mitzvah is saving the person. Saving the person is still going on. Havik lo silik yodo, the came adayel on nigma gufa mitzvah, sorol las hosim was hosim b'chol. The material of the Shabbos is true, like the Rami Rutenberg, the Rush quotes it. Ochel nevesh yandem, etc. We see. Oh, davka Shabbos hutra, the Makot de Mara. The Vela is only the Chuya. What's the reason the Rashi Tashbeis we saw yesterday said? Shabbos has extra psukim. Shabbos and Shabbos. Other Rishonim don't have it. Ah, Sifkot and Yud, Meiridik. This Yashem, the Kashi Yom Kippur. Oh, so main Rabbi Torah is the Chiyah. Rabbi says in the side, even if Malacha Yom Kippur is Hutra, because it's cool and Shabbos is Hashem, but Achil Yom Kippur is only the Chuyah, not with the Chefza Gavra we spoke about in the past. It's called Pashas only Gavra, because it's only the Zman. Don't hack with Chefza, don't brisk Chefza Gavra, we're not into that right now. V'leka Hosem Eteira, Ditzitzin, She'ein Ma'akvin, Gambalo Silek Yodo, Dafka B'milut, B'Shabbos, you can finish it. The meal would be Tuchuyah. No. Yom Kippur, it's only Tuchuyah. Oh, here's my word. Easter Achil, Easter Malach. Oh, he also has a Malach is Hutra. Probably because of what I told you before. Kulon Shabbos Hashem. Lesser Klal HaChater the Tzitzit Shem Ha'akvin. Shemach Yitzurach Omed Gam B'chol Yishmer Sakana. Hosom Lo Pligi Klal. Ha'ma'ayin B'divri Ha'matir Yishmer Alocha Yimtza. Shediktiku b'divrei lo hisku hachater akinin Shabbos. Rabosai, Meri dik Rabbi Chon. Meri. This being the case, Rabosai, the beer halach at the very, very end. What's his maskana? The very end. What did he say? Halach alamais. What should a person do? He says like this. B'vadai hayomei anochon lahachmer b'isurei Torah. The line tells b'isurei Torah. By 8 lines up. U'befrat. So what is he saying? He's going to rely on the Magen Mishnah of Osai and the Tashbeit, and maybe the Meiri. He should be Macha by the Raisis. Macha by the Raisis of Osai. Okay? However, when it comes to the Rabbanon, the implication is we can be Makel. On a simple level, the Pshat is, simple level, we're Makel by the Rabbanon. Because only the Rabbanon, the stakes are not so high. Okay, let me show you something in Shemir Shabbos Gilchosa. We haven't been here in a long time. Is that a bar lunch or something?
No,
it's on the other side. Can you mind getting it to me? I don't even have it with me. I don't know what page it's going to be on. That's why I should just take some time to find it. I want to share something very interesting in Shemir Shabbos with Shlomo Zalman. Rabosai, listen very carefully. We said before in our very introduction that everything is assumed to be tchuya, unless you know it's a pasuk, or that it's something which is inevitable. That's the example I gave you. It's inevitable, it's not tchuya. So we compared avodah b'shabbos by definition to tchuya. Mila b'shabbos is more likely to be tchuya, because it's a great thing to have a baby, and even if a baby born on Shabbos is a great thing. Because now it's not so clear, we don't want people to be sick. But okay, since it's derived from extra psukim, or whatever reason you want to give, we'll assume for the moment that's also considered to be in the category of tchuya. Let's assume that for the moment. But otherwise, when it comes to other daraisas, we assume, like macholas asuras, for example, we assume it's going to be in the category of tchuyot. So we'll start page 500, just pick a page, I don't know where. Very good. Oh no, it fell short. Oh, I'm on the right perek. Perek Lamed Beis is the correct perek. And I'm not even so far off in the footnotes, so let's go a little bit further. Try too far. A little too far. Oh, right here. Right here. Somewhere in here, Shlomo Zalman is going to say that when it comes to Derabbanans, we're going to certainly say Hutra. What's the logic? We are at Balabatim on the dinner of the Torah. The Torah says that something is Usur, it's Usur. Isa Derabbanan Tzorach Lios Mutagam B'Shabbos. Shremasha, can you read it in the back? Can you read it? Hope so. I don't know how to make this bigger. Shremasha matir enisa de rabbanon b'mokom chola, who rak b'shem de kagon da mei korol agos de rabbanon. He quotes the Shem Shmait of all places. Then it's a shuhet de gomor, lo rak de chia. Oh, because the Ran says he can add for chola she'em basakana to a goy. But the Ran himself holds it's tchuya, we saw before. No, to a guy it's hutra. All the rabbanim is a hutra. And he quotes the Avnei Nezer, kuf yud ches hey, the rabbanim vade hutra below the tchuya. What's the logic behind it? Let's take a look at Avnei Nezer. Take a look. We can see things inside. We should. At the beginning. It makes logical sense on both sides. Why should Chazal say, well, it's really us that will be mattered? The Chazal the Balabatim on Din Derabbanan. So why should they say it in that fashion? Okay? Watch this. Derabbanan b'mokwa shi'tir v'shem tzar d'vari hutcha v'lo t'chuyo d'lom u'lecha chomem ligz or v'yisir v'shiyah nitche. Oh, shall you see a cloud of Malcolm Tsar? But it's not a Gossisser, a Bosai, Meredic. But Malcolm Tsar of Gozu Rabbanon. Then all Domalis are Torah Madam of the Chuya. Then Lishol, Lama Tasa, Torah Yisav Yitra. Tom Shlia Yisav Yitra. And to Shayla. She did very Torah Mukhrochim Mukhuyov Mabetsius. I have a statement to Ferris with the Maral. We're talking now Hecher Torah. This is Meta. This is Maral speak. But the halachas of the Torah are mukhrach. That has to be. Okay? So you can't say, well, why did the Torah say it? But the Torah's halachas can't change. But the Rabbanon, why should they make it asan and make it mutter? And he quotes the Gemara, right? Lo gozer Rabbanon. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman proved it from the Ram. Oh, that's the thing I want to say. I love the Shavar of Hosai. The Be'alach is saying, we rely on the Magen Mishnah when it comes to the Rabbanon, not the Doraisis. I want to say a different Kanech. The Magen Mishnah will be, those who are going to be Mishnah will be molded by the Rabbanon. If Rabbi Avadya is right from yesterday's Shia. At the issue of the Magen Mishnah culture up, depends upon Hutra versus Tchuya. So let's not say the way the simple Pshat and Be'alach. We rely on the Magen Mishnah against the Cholkim by the Rabbanon. No! The Cholkim will be molded to the Magen Mishnah by the Rabbanon. Because the reason why the Cholkim are Cholik, why? Because it's the Chuya. But by the Rabbanon, we're saying now, everyone agrees it's Hutra. So everyone should agree with the Magen Mishnah. Wow! That's an amazing thing. If it's really true. If it's really true. Now, Rabbo said we were in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. Go back to where we came. That's a different one. That's okay. Here. We read before from a particular footnote. Let's go back many pages. How many pages? I don't know. Okay, we're in the ballpark. Let's see this discussion over here. Rabbo said he quotes a Chelkas Yoav. You have to help me find it over here. Chagas Yoav says, Rabosai, that even if you say, it's a very important thing, I'll try to find it for you, that Vadai Pikuach Nevesh is Hutra, and Savi Pikuach Nevesh is Tchuyu. Someone help me find it. Somewhere here. So hard to find it. There's so many things here. I can't. It's here somewhere. Oh, the Bevada Bikuach Nevesh. Himself, right. The Bevada Bikuach Nevesh, Hutra B'Shabbos, and Tzorakal Shinui. As opposed to Sovet Bikuach Nevesh, which requires a Shinui. Why? Why should it be? Based on yesterday's Shir. Bevada Bikuach Nevesh is based upon what? B'Shabbos Nesor Shabbos Achas Shabbos Habe. That we said, that the whole part of the Chesam Sovet, we start with that Monday Shir already. That's why it's Hutra. That is Rabosai Dechuya. Keep that in mind. Now we understand Rabosai the Marami Wittenberg Shita. Other Isurim, as we saw Chasam Sofa, only have Vachai Bahem, it's Dechuya. But Shabbos, or at least Vadai Shabbos, is what? Is Hutra. And Rabosai, the same Chelkas Yoav, in the same place, says that you are osin called Tzorachov for Pikuach Nevesh Vadai and not Pikuach Nevesh Sofek. For the same reason. Take a look. The Chelkas Yoav Simon Yudal. Pikuach Nevesh Vadai, yes, but it's Hutra, the right to Rabbi Avadya. If it's Hutra, you're called Tzorachov. Sofek is under the Chuya, you will not do called Tzorachov. Wow. And Yom Kippur as well. Yom Kippur is only Tchuyah, as we said before. Oh. Now go back to Rabbi Chanan and see that he added a few things. How do I get him? Do a tear for him? I go back here. Oh, here's his tab. Oh. Rabbi Chanan in Kovah Tzad Simon Yud Ches has more to say. It's a fascinating Ramba. First guess, it has nothing to do with us whatsoever. The Ramba writes of all places, Tzvinim Musaf in Perek Zayin Lachavav, Omer Shenitzer Shalokim Mitzvasav Kosher. And Afa became Tziras Omer's Docha Shabbos. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara Menachos Ayin Bey says, if you hold Nixa Shalom to Mitzvah Sokosher, then Docha Shabbos. Do it on Friday. You're supposed to do it, Rabosai, on the 16th night of Nisan. It's not on Shabbos. So do it to do it on Friday before. Why must you do it on Shabbos? That's the cash. So the answer is Rabosai. The Gemara thought that was mutter. Watch this. Look at the Gemara. Watch this. Rabos Esau. Besugya Shamaisa Lahatanya. Isn't it amazing? Amazing. I have the Shabbos carbon. I can wait till tonight. No, I do it on Shabbos. So Tziras Omer, I forgot the chair mayor of Shabbos. Let's say Dachi Shabbos. And the Gemara, no. Shani Hasam. Shekvar Dachso Ashchita Shabbos. Beyom Shabbos Shnei Kvasim. I shechted on Shabbos. Once I shechted on Shabbos, I'm really allowed to put the karbonas and have them burn up on the Mizbech on Shabbos. The came in the nit the Shabbos yidavah is l'shchita, nit chanami yitzalak Torah, ayin shem. So b'chonan, the sorg bir, tava da hachmilso, came in the hak Torah mitzal atzmo, ein adokha Shabbos, mayo shienu, zeh the nit the Shabbos yidavah is l'shchita. Meir de kakash, watch this. The Yesh Lom. Dach suge azah kemandava b'shabes kuf lamed gil b'shabes so yesterday. Afilu hecha de silek yodo chozer gam al titan shen ma'akmen. V'sirele de silek lo silek shavanein. Ule didei hosi shabir. Kema de muta lishchot muta ligmo gam aktoro. De lo garmi sita shen ma'akmen. Abo le didan de kaimalon de dafka b'lo silek yodo chozer al titan shen ma'akmen. I feel the mandama nixish on the first kasha. What a pupil in Rabbi Hanan. At the Gemara's mascara goes according to a sheet which we don't pass in like here in our Sukkot Shabbos, Kuflam and Gilman Bates. Wow. So Rabosai is going to be a tremendous nafkamino. A tremendous nafkamino, Rabosai, between the Beralocha and Rabbi Hanan in the following case. You have a chola sheesh bosakana, but as of yet, since Shkia on Friday night, now it's noon on Shabbos afternoon, we have not been compelled to do anything to violate Shabbos to save his life. Nothing. Zero. According to the Be'alach, it's put there anyway. Tovi Yofalo. According to Rabbi Chanan, it's also... According to Rabbi Chanan, it's only Mutter. Once in Mechal Shabbos, Bal Kochenu, we'll let it continue in Mechal Shabbos. Wow. 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 This, amazingly, this fear of Rabbi Chanan was said by somebody who lived before him. Let's go back to our Avnei Nezer. No, I don't want to. Am I in Avnei Nezer now? Is this Avnei Nezer's?
Yeah.
Watch this. Hachayim v'ashalem v'kolt v'selem l'chvod Adoni Ovi Mori v'Rabbi. A rabbi gone on the first of Ner Yisrael, Amon Hayamini, Per Hador, Kvod Kedusha Shem Tefarto, Moreno Rav Zev Nochem Ner Yoke. Get right to your father. That's how you write. Okay, Ramosa? A whole lot of titles. Keep it up. Keep it up. Okay. See, he asked the Mechila from his father. He didn't write back right away. It's Beis Marcheshvin. He's probably busy with Yontif, Chag. And he's discussing the question. What he talking about the weather? Talk about a halacha, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, right? Rabbi Mishnah. This question we had. So what happened? Upi Rashta Atam. Look, his father had a shot. Amazing. He derived from Karbanis. Kemen shadoch sa shchit es ha-shabes. So I feel it wrong, shayin in the ha-kadoch with ha-shabes. Menoch ha-sayin beis. And according to the Rambam, I feel it lo doch ha-dayin rak omer litchos. And tziras omer. Hold the osa ha-karmu litchos. The lupshad Rambam. No difference whether it happened already or will happen in the future. Not Rabbi Chonis Pshad. Al-kein cholish v'sakona osa l'chal ha-shabes. Shum v'chal ha-tzichosov v'cholah. Rabbi Chonis said, if it's 12 noon, I've done nothing yet. But I know at 2 o'clock, I have to get into a car and drive to the hospital. I can do culture of at noon. Not only if I did, I drove a car at 12 and do culture of at 2, I have to drive a car at 2 and do culture of at 12. I got it from the Rambam. Because the Rambam said, right? Against it. Fine. Okay, call Shemitzchana. Osset, Shemachal, Tzchotzachot, Oda Marta, Anu Chinesh. The came and it's written the Chal Shabbos be Ezer Mokam of a Chol Hashem Chana to come in the world. The Chol Yisrael Echad Hay. It's a Chassidish Atar. It's a Chassidish Rep. Vein Dome of the Korban is called Korban Tzneyatzel. Beis. Eini Meivin Achilim and Shabbos Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur said the same thing. There are many Cholim in the world. Gimel. Vikad Merecha Shesi Dimiso the Korban is the Chor Kosh HaDimyon. The big Korban is Av Shenom and the Akev. Vikom ago Mitzvah Sakorban and the Chathilahu. Behold, also carbon dock of Shabbos, should Machan after the Mashar Khatil. Ava Bechola, him ain't bimnias also dava sakana, ain't no clown be mitzvah satsavas the fashis, a filo the Khatila. He has a gewaltig akash against his father, a gewaltig akash against his father, Rabosai. Let me tell you what I think is going on over here. The Heilig Sachach of a Rebbe, the son, assumes that the mitzvah because of the Nevi is V'chaibahem. V'chaibah means only to make him live and not anything else. For Rabosai, it's not so simple that that's really true. Not so simple, it's really true. V'chaibahem alo sheyamos for him. Is that really the source for, Pikuach Nevesh? Any doctors in the room? Future doctors, I want to get the Torah Sa'odah. Can I get it here?
Yeah.
Ramban. Yeah, it should be here. Is it? Is it tough?
Yes, there.
Torah Sa'odah of the Ramban. Oh, That is Indian or Rafua. It's hard for me to know where to find it. It's all about. It should be in the Rafu. I'm discussing by the obligation to heal. Where's the what's the source, Rabosai, of the obligation to heal? Rapoya Rape, no. Rapoya Rape means that the person who inflicted the wound has to pay for it. Yes, it's also true that the Gemara Darshins, because you didn't reshus the role for the rappers. Yes. All this is here, but I'm not finding that before. I feel so bad. I don't have it.
Maybe the engineer is kind of.
Where's that?
The first one.
The first one? Oh, maybe it's here. Very good. Thank you. Oh, here we go. He gives you reasons what the mitzvah is. Of Pikuach Nefesh. I'll spend the time finding it. There's so much written over here. I have no idea how big this is going to be. It's endless. I'm not going to have it scanning screens. Well, let me tell you, if you can find it, then let me know. The Ramban in here somewhere says that there are reasons to the mitzvah to heal somebody is not based on v'chaibah. I would have said v'chaibah is only a heter, not necessarily a mitzvah. Oh boy. I can't read the screen so fast. Coming to the end of it. But the Ramban gives a number of sources. Oh! Rappi, Rappi, Mikan, Shadid, the Rishus, the Rappi, the Rappi, the Rappos. Pirish. Shemiyom, Rappi, the Prevents here. Mali mitzara ze shemeeta v'nitzesi hog nefashes b'shogeg v'chadot natar rishus harapos. It's all about our practice. I have a whole mind about practice. That's not for now. Okay. Avol hay rishus the mitzvah. The mitzvah l'rapos. U'bechlal pikuach nefesh k'nitznan. But what's the source in the Holy Torah? Where does the Torah say that it's a mitzvah? Where? U'mitzvah nami d'ram rachman alei. Still doesn't tell the source.
Yeah.
You found it? Should be here.
Yeah.
I just can't read screens well enough. He's about to take money. Must have missed it somewhere. Yeah, but what's the pasuk in Chumash? I can't find it. I missed it. But anyway, you'll find it somewhere. Those will be the screen better than me. The Ramban quotes two psukim. One is Vashevosalo. The Rabbos Hashavas Gufo. He quotes from a sugi in Masechta Sanhedrin. Maybe look up if you find Sanhedrin. Yeah, I can't find it as fast enough. Vashevosalo. The Gemara says Hashavosalo means Hashavas. You will return him to himself. Okay? That's source number one that the Ramban quotes for the mitzvah of healing somebody. It was another Gemara in Baba Kama, that Pe'alef Mebeis, someone is told over there, someone is lost. It's a mitzvah to put him on the right path. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we can argue with the Sakhat Shavu Rebbe and hold like his father. Whatever you do for the sick person, Tovi Yafalo. That's also included in Hashavas Gufo. If it's Machai Bam, then Abinez is correct. If it's based upon other psukim, then it's different. Then it's different. Rabbi Osai, I'll tell you, he has another word with another famous pasuk. V'yahav t'lerecha kamocha. I just can't find these things. I'm sure they're here somewhere. If you find them, I'd like to show everybody. So we have to take it on faith. Somewhere near, he quotes v'yahav t'lerecha kamocha as being the source for the mitzvah to heal somebody. The v'yahav t'lerecha kamocha doesn't only mean to save his life, it means to make him more comfortable. Tov v'yafalo. So those are the psukim that the Ramban quotes. He quotes v'ashevosalo and v'yahav t'lerecha kamocha. More than that, Rabbi Osai, the Ramban and Chumash bases it on what? On v'chei achicha imach. Can I find a Ramban and Chumash? How do I do that? Tanakh?
Yeah,
Farshi Tanakh. Ramban. Ramban. Vayikra. Over here. Let's try this. Hope I can find it. What does it say? Lachioso. Mimenon is Tavino, Pikuach Nefesh, Mr. Sasei. But what else is included in that? Everything is included in this. You have to make sure you have enough money, etc., etc. So based on Vechei Achicha Imach, then what? Making him feel better is also included. So I'm suggesting as follows, Rabbi Osai, that the Avnei Nezer said that once you finish something, the mitzvah is over. His life is no longer in danger. That's a v'chai b'hem. But that's not the pshat. I don't think it's based on v'chai b'hem. I don't think so. His father went even further than that. If you're going to do it later on, it's already docheh now. Kol Tzarachim is considered like Silek Yodo. And even if you do it later on, right, it's based on like a Korban HaOmer. Even if you weren't Mechal on Shabbos yet, someone else is in the world, the Rosh had that Svara. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, the Gemara Menachos Ayin Beis never said this Svara. The Gemara suggested either Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, right? That's how the Gemara started off by saying, Rabbi Chonah said they have to kind of come back to that. Gemara never said this idea that since you're going to have to do Mechal on Shabbos later on, you can do it already now. Never says that. So according to Abenezer's father, you have to suggest it's impossible to be Mechal on Shabbos for Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita by itself. It's inconceivable. It's impossible. Impossible. It must be the svar, the accompanying svar is Asido HaShabbos Lidachos Be'os. Has to be a combination. That's his assumption. You might have to meet him on both sides if you have stitches. So you have to put in 3 stitches because if you cook nefesh, you shouldn't get an infection. But you put in a few more stitches. That's the shiloh. So Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying it's mutter based on the Magad Mishnah. He hit. The doctor says, lo silik yodo. So we see from Shlomo Zalman that he did not interpret the Magad Mishnah based on Osilik Yodo, as we saw earlier. We said before, it's based on Osilik Yodo because the mitzvah is not just to make him sure he's alive. The mitzvah is to make sure that he's well. So it's Osilik Yodo. He said, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman throws in as an additional svar. A, have a Magad Mishnah, and B, Osilik Yodo. Two different things. So it's not like the Kovat Tzarks. So therefore what? That he says that you're saving other things, Rabbi Osai. You have to say he's matir for the following reasons. Like the Bialacha Tovi Yafalo. Right? Or maybe he says that once you have to do something or other, even if it's not a malacha, you can do a malacha as opposed to when you wait till after Shabbos. We gave that example before. Then you require to wait. Well, maybe it's not because of Nevesh Mamash, the Rajvazim we saw yesterday. So Rabbo said, these are the discussions that we have to have in terms of Kol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, in terms of making, doing what's called Kol Tzorach. Kol Tzorach. Now I want to show you the following amazing discussion. We can't finish it today, but it really has to do with a Gemara at the very beginning of Shabbat. I didn't put it on the Ma'am HaKofas, I didn't want to burden you, but I feel it's important that we see it. For 2 reasons. One, it's a very important topic even beyond before. And 2, we spent too much time after the Gemara. We have to get back to printed page. We're going to stop bringing the Svara otherwise. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So with the other Pesukim, if you say that the Chiyuv isn't from the Chai Bahem, but then that wouldn't allow you to break Shabbos over it, because the Chai Bahem is the source.
Correct. The Chai Bahem tells you how to be Mechal Shabbos. Correct. But the mitzvah itself is not based on the Chai Bahem. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, in the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful encyclopedia of Dr. Steinberg, Encyclopedia Hilchatit Refuit, whoever wants to go through the sugya well, going to pre-med, have to buy that it's now out in 7 volumes in Hebrew and 3 in English. I have a 6 volume Hebrew and 3 in English. I don't have the updated version, but I'm not going to buy whole new thing. I already have 6 volumes. There he quotes as one of the sources of the Mitzvah Refuah B'Chaibah. But I wasn't sure it's really so. I thought these other sources are preferred sources. Rabbi said, at the very beginning of the second Shabbos, we've hardly touched. Actually, we had even at Gimel yesterday. Remember, we had to, but Ibeinaya, we came up with the Gavra Chepsa. But look at this one now. The Gemara says, V'chi omer lo lo'odem chatei kedei shizka chavercha. Rashi, Chiyom lo adam tzei v'chatei yisur kal kedei shlo yeskayev chavecha onesh chomer. What's the case? The guy put the bread into the oven. I'll pull it out. So it should be chayev for afiyah b'shabbos. At the yisur kal. Okay, the long tosis over here. Tosis is bothered by Gemara Gittin that you free a slave because the Pir of the river is a mitzvah rabbah. answer is, mitzvah rabba, or mitzvah derabim, is unique. Odeh shloma, last few narrow lines. Davka hecha the posha koma. The guy put the bread into the oven on Shabbos. But if he's not, if he didn't do it, if it's not his fault, then you do say chate. What's the Gemara in Pesach Daf Nutes? So, So the two terutim are both sides in Tosis. According to one teretz, you say chate for mitzvah rabba. According to the second teretz, say chate when it's not the person's fault. According to either of these terutim, one of the Mar Makomas, as we said towards the end, is relevant. Shin Vav Sif Yudav. I know it's jumping a little bit ahead, but let's take a look. Shin Vav Sif Yudav. We'll see soon how this relates to us. Shin Vav Sif Yudav. It's right, literally on point. Shin Vav Sif Yudav. Me, Shishalchalo, page 200 of the famous Hebrews. In the olden days, the church would kidnap Jewish children, baptize them, and Chalila v'chatz, once they were baptized, that was it. You could never get them back. Mamish. That's how it was in medieval times. Mitzvah losam the derech pava of the shtala batzalosa. You do the arises. If you don't want to do it, Bezin goes up to do it. Mama, you do the rices. The rices. Okay? The rices. Now, the question is, why? Why? So the Mashna Brewer writes in Tzifkot Nudvah, Ruchat the Milsa Nukah. Well, then Acher, not only the father. Rashor al-Shachal al-Shabbos, de-lo-hatzila mi-Yisra ha-Godol. Oh, he's giving you already a hint. Based on the first day in Tosfos, that he's a mitzvah rabba, he's a godol, he'll be a Christian your whole life. Because the other terrorist is also going to work. Why? Because it's not her fault. The kid was kidnapped. V'chol zamari shal tiyo en emiudim v'yibesa ba'onis. Yes. He quotes 2 days in Tosfos over here. According to either day, if it's a situation of this nature, give him a chal Shabbos. But I have to show you another bug on Avraham, which is very, very shver. That bug on Avraham is going to go from simon to simon, or it doesn't work that way?
Yeah.
Can't? Next sim, I'm going to get. Shem
Chav Kass,
I'll get to the next sim.
Links.
You can
plus or minus.
Oh, thank you. Look at that. Magic. Here we go. Watch this. Look carefully. No, I made a mistake. Stop looking at it. I made a mistake. Watch. Strange mother never. I feel my dad to have the rice of shari. The Gabi Shalot Tomei Ritavit Koyamech Chil Shabbos Tzizur Zuto. The Mut of the Chal Shabbos Achas. Yishma Shabbos is Harbe Beis Yosef. VMK. If we're also Lanto Lavera Acheres, I feel that about the Zorah Pam Achas and the Chal Shabbos level the rice. Take it to the church and we'll release it. So let it be. We're going to release it. No problem. Shabbos Abba Nazar, fine. Zemashchat the Ramah, look in Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud. Take a look. Everyone has this. Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud. See what it says? It says in Shin Chav Ches, Sif Yud. Meet the end of the Ramah, the end. מי שרוצה לאנצו שם עבר גדולה, אין נחל נעליו שבס כנצילה. A one-time avera. No. No. Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. In Omer Lamed Chanei Shut Chavecha. That's it? Okay, fine. Let's give me a little bit. Umi u'mabaz k'tano Tzorech iyer n'miyase ha'godol chedesh u'akotan to'ein mitzuvah la'frisho. Huh? Goes probably a k'tan. Oh, Dilma. I thought the old Dilma was obvious. Midi di havi apiku of nefesh. She mechal as ala koton. Dome mechal of Shabbos Achas. And she was Shabbos as harbe. Hochanami came to Tzorachin. Tzorachin? He has a shayla? Whether you go out to say, if the girl is 12 years old, then baptize her and she'll be gone for life. Avadi, go save her. If she's 10 years old, he's Mesupak. Wait, what Mesupak? They'll take her with 10. And she'll live till 120 in the Catholic Church. Who cares that right now she's 10? I don't understand this at all. I much don't understand the Mogadabra. I do not understand it. Don't understand it at all. In any maybe? In bringing me a raya from Pikuach Nevesh, it's also shver. What kind of raya is this? Pikuach Nevesh, it's V'chaibahem. V'chaibahem. Let's turn our both side to probably our final source for today. The Heilige Lubavitcher Rebbe. Where do we find it? It's called Chiburim. This one?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh yeah, that's it. You're right. Shlomo Chavah. You're right. Can't argue with facts. Okay. Little shots. Who the Alter Rebbe says? Oh, I want to the Kuntras Achron. How we get that? Wasn't there a Kutcher's Akron somewhere?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Just put in our time so you can see.
Yeah?
Yeah, put in our time.
You want to find a Kutcher's Akron somewhere? Or a Chaim Kutcher's Akron, all right. Here you go. You're booking out the Rebbe Shalom. Look what he says. Ibra. You always have a Machal Shabbos for a Suffolk. He says as follows. Umakomakom hacha batzalas aveira sarachin and Machal and Besuffolk. Why? I hold this to Gaval the Gesra from the Rebbe. Parmiyam and Gemara Perk Basu the Yuma. Dafka mechay behem muchad and Machal and Besveka. Aber shim she'arma torach halav v'chulei v'yadina b'sveik ayin sham meridik rabosai. Maybe the two dinim. What's a din? One din is what? Yimachal and Shabbos for vaday to for Shabbos is harbe. Because the Gemara said Ashkenaz vaday sabim min olam. So pikuach nefesh is v'chayim. No, v'chayim is in the Catholic Church. It's a different kind of a din. But the Ran is fakir. Because the Ran says an ubar. But Uber Rabosai, you apply the principle of Chilul Shabbos to save the Uber, to save the fetus, Rabosai, even though Rabosai, presumably, it's only a suffix. Can I show you the rhyme? Oh, I'm sorry, let's go back to. Oh, I'm in here. Where do we find this? We've shown him. Rif Benos Ekel, I read it up this way. Rif was the Ran. Ran. Gimel. what the Ran says, a fascinating discussion. What's the din as far as Michal Shabbos to save a fetus? Urba the Adina, watch this. The Ilov Ochla Misakav Lada. If you won't eat Yom Kippur, you'll lose the child. So you're Michal, so you eat. Says the Ran. Uber is not a nefesh yet. You pay money for it. There's no capital punishment. So how can you call that tallest nefeshes? Says the Ran, doesn't matter. Kiyachal in Shabbos, Shmir Shmitzus, Mechalav. Amar Torah, Chal Shabbos Aras. Look at this next word. Shema Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. Therefore, even Uber less than 40 days, there's no chias at all. It's still Mechalav, called the Bahag. Frek the Netziv. What's this word in the Bahag? The Yadina. What does the Yadina mean? Translate the Yadina. What does it mean? We know, I have to know. And what if we're in doubt? And the Tziv, the Shul calls it Toysis in Bava Metzia. Toysis. Oh. I want plain Toysis. I'm getting the wrong thing.
Right after Rashi.
I missed it already.
It's on. No, you're good.
I'm not the worst Toysis. Oh, I apologize. Bava Metzia. The amazing Toysis of Bava Metzia. See if I get the right daf. Maybe it's the right daf. Tamilari. Hey, Chech Yabunoshal Almona. Kevin Shakoen Hoyo. The Chsiv. Faith Moda Layelet. V'yei Shloma. Look what it says in Toysis. Haya borulo shechayehu. Lekachim mutlim b'shem pikuach nefesh. Even if you're a kohen. Frek the Netziv. What kind of borulo? Suffolk is good enough. The Netziv is the same terrorist to both kashas. V'chayimem is only a person who's alive. If the person is alive to save his life, you do anything. Even in the case of Suffolk. That's the one you're paying at base. Someone who's either dead, this is Tosfos, or unborn, that's the Bahag, there's no Bahag behem. It's only Chal Shabbos Ashut Harbe, that requires Yadinon, that requires Borulo. How do you like that for a moment? It's in the parish on the shoulders. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Unbelievable. The problem, of course, the Ran has the word Shem. The Ran says, oh, Yadinon, Shem is not enough. Shem is not enough. Rabbi Osai, can I digress for a moment? There have been many situations which Rabbanim have compared to this situation over here in the Mechaba Shinvav. And that is bringing people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We try to get people to be Shomer Shabbos HaSarveh. Otherwise, they would not. There's the Kira movement. The question is, may you cause someone to be Mechal Shabbos Achas so that person be Shomer Shabbos Harav. Example, someone's going to drive on Shabbos to my Kira program, and hopefully they'll be inspired to come Shomer Shabbos, and Shomer Shabbos Harav. Well, otherwise they would not. I mentioned on Friday night, or Shabbos, that Rabbi Heyer, so Zayin Gesund, it's his grandfather, had that shaila in Vancouver in the early 70s. And he called his Rosh Hashiva, from Mendel Kravitz itself, from Yaakov Yossi, where I also learned. And he responded, did you speak to your grandfather yet, since this week?
No, yeah.
You gotta call him.
Yeah.
And he said, you shouldn't tell him to drive. If he's going to drive, don't stop him. And that started, he told me, that's his first successful Chana Donner, he told me. and then followed a few other people. One of them was actually sitting in the room. It all started with that psak. What happened? They asked, Rabbi, can I drive? Straight up front. So I would say first, and if you don't drive, what are you going to do? Oh, I'll drive to the football game. Then if I care, it'll be less little Shabbos. Once they come to your house, no one will call Shabbos. The game, it'll be all kinds of things. If I don't go to your house, I'm going to stay home. Do nothing. You say, Chal Shabbos Achas, for Shabbos is harder. Not so simple. It's as follows. Yes?
The case that the Machaber was talking about was a case where it's Vada, where your Vada is going to be able to save her. This is not necessarily so true.
That's exactly what the Alter Rebbe said. Alter Rebbe said, Vesupik, maybe only if it's Vada. I have Pikuach Nefesh, you don't need a Vada. So what's the answer? Pikuach Nefesh, you have Machaber. You don't need a Vada. Even a small, ain't Hoka, but Pikuach Nefesh, Acharov. Didn't we discuss that yesterday? Sure, I showed you the toast yesterday. Even if it's a small chance. Here, you're not going to save the physical body. You're going to save the soul. Shabbos is harbe. Maybe only a vadai, as the Rebbe said. Now, vadai. The Ran said, Shem Basafek, maybe, we quoted the Binyan Tzion yesterday, that whenever there's no chol b'faneinu, you don't say no chol b'faneinu, you follow the rov. But then the question becomes, what are the chances of the person driving Shabbos to my house, or to my turn Friday night to Shabbos, whatever the kibbutz program I do on Shabbos, what are the percentages of individuals who do that who are going to become Shomer Shabbos as Harbin? I can't believe it's a rove. As successful or as charismatic as the rabbi is, I can't believe it's a rove. If you need a rove, it's not going to work. Even if you get 50%, it's also not going to work. And it's a little bit tricky. That's probably what Rav Kravitzal said, don't tell him to drive, because he can't do that, you don't have the rove. But don't stop me. And the rest is history. Look how many people came from that whole wonderful enterprise and similar enterprises throughout the country. I thought it would end today with this little flourish. We're not discussing Pikuach Nefesh proper, we're discussing saving souls, not bodies, if you will, which is critical. That's Simchat Shin Vav. Maybe you wouldn't apply the rule of, you know, even if it's a small chance. That's why I'm not so big into these programs, because the percentage of success is not that great. And so that's why, if you're doing it, you're not telling them to be Mechal Shabbos. Doing Mechal Shabbos worse anyway, then of course it's permissible. But other than that, it's a big problem based upon what the Lubavitch Rebbe said. So then next week on Sunday should be regular time, we'll continue with Izin Yonim, get back to the Pikuach Nefesh proper. Whoever comes on Shabbos, go with some of Izin Yonim, it'll be very worthwhile. Shabbos to one and all.
I'm going to take for granted that.